This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it's Aries season and...
Is it? Hold on, let me... Does that say when it starts?
Feels like it's the 21st changing. Through okay. the 19th, so it's Aries season.
Okay.
We're giving it... It's... Okay. I'm going to ask this question. ask this weird question of Aaron, because Aaron and I were very close... in birthdays, and I don't consider, and we're both Aries.
Yeah.
And
not as friends. We're close in birthdays.
Here's the deal. I don't think, if you believe in signs and they kind of make you who you are, do you think, because I do kind of believe it, because I grew up like wondering why I was such an a-hole, and then people were like, oh, you're an Aries, and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like everything kind of checked out. For me, I was like, oh, that, I'm all those things. But like, do you think Aaron and I are even remotely similar?
Yeah. I think
what
we do.
What are you talking, what?
Yeah, I think we do have a lot of
text
similarities.
Text in to 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. No one listening to this show thinks we're even remotely similar. Mm. Aaron, you're a good cop, I'm me.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Aaron's just a little more quiet about her.
What about
goings on?
Tick off some things that are similar between Aaron and I. There's nothing, dude. There's nothing.
I don't. What would you say?
I think we both like attention, and we'll say that we don't, but we do.
I see that.
Kind of like leading.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lead. I'm just always in front.
Yeah.
You're both like kind of take charge, kind of just like, I got this. Like, don't tell me how to do it. I'll do it.
Aren't all three of us like that?
I don't know, but because I'm a Taurus. So that's a bull, and you guys are the ram, right?
Yeah.
So we're kind of, they've got the horns.
Okay.
So are we similar in that way? I think, yeah.
I just don't think Aaron acts like
that. We all just hate each other.
We can both be D-bags for sure. Mm-hmm. And kind of that feisty.
And that's where I'm different from you two.
I don't know.
I thought we were being honest.
No, we are. And it's, I mean, yes, my feelings are hurt.
I said the same things about you that I did about me, and I'm fine.
I know, but here's the deal. All the texts that are coming in are like, yeah, it's like you're all those things. It's just like everything else, no matter what, if there's a negative trait, and we could all go like, don't we all do this? And then all the texts are going to be like, yeah, it's like her. Like, yeah, I don't know why. Because my name's on the show. I get it. And I constantly interrupt
maybe
you.
Maybe they think we're
I'm sorry, I was talking. Mm-hmm. And But like, seriously, did you ever find out? This was the reason I was asking this. Did you find out that like Aries were, because the leader thing and the attention thing, it like checked out. I was already that before I knew that I was supposed to
same.
Be that.
I mean, I've been acting and stuff since I was a kid, so like I have always loved the limelight.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Tia brought
in. Yeah, I
don't
think you're acting like these are all negative things.
Yeah.
I think they can be negative, but not necessarily. I think
I definitely look at them as negative.
Even being like, I'll handle it. Don't tell me like that's. I think that can be good.
Yeah, you know, but ask anybody who's employed me, and they think it's bad.
I just work for you. So
you don't work for me. I want everyone to understand. understand.
My
none
trick
of these-
was late, by the way.
The amount of times where I've been like, oh, hold on, my boss texted me, or like my boss
and
is calling
me. People
think
it's me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It's
I'm
so
not the
funny.
Boss. You guys, if you're listening to the show and you think I'm the boss, my name's on this show and I don't like it.
I know.
Yes, I hate it. But like, oh my God. Okay.
Sorry.
So Tiak has a list of things that are supposedly about us. And like, I hate his list because I don't think it's right.
It's not?
Number one, your color is red. Aaron can't wear red.
So, okay, that's my... if you don't know, I'm a ginger. So I grew up thinking I could not wear red because that was too much. But the amount of times that I have been told in the last like 5 years, your color is red. And now I am wearing it and I love it. I wear red all the time now.
Yeah, it looks good.
When has Aaron worn red? I haven't seen you wear red.
Yeah, you have.
I have?
Yeah.
You have the one sweater that's got 14 colors
on it. Yeah,
it's
not that. I have like two.
You've never worn just a solid red.
Yes, I have.
We had that job interview at that other station that you wore red to. Maybe that's why you didn't.
Buddy, you don't want to push an Aries. You want to push an Aries during Aries season. Like,
right.
I'm in my element right now.
I think red is your color because you have such striking, beautiful red hair. I think red.
Yeah, but her hair's not
you,
red.
You know?
No, it's orange.
Okay.
So then you can't wear orange, right?
I definitely don't wear orange.
Because then you're just like, what? Where did Aaron go?
Yeah.
She's part of the sunset.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she a Broncos fan? Is she one of those like weird pom-pom dudes that walk around?
Okay. What about your day? Tuesday?
Why would Tuesday be anybody's day?
Tuesday is my favorite day. It used to be Mondays.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Why would anyone like Tuesday?
It used to be Mondays, but now it's Tuesdays.
You were a Monday person?
Yeah, I loved Mondays.
We cannot be the same sign. Nobody
likes
Mondays.
What's your favorite day?
Weekend days? I don't know. Friday?
Oh.
Friday is just like because you've got the whole weekend ahead of you, and it's just like you're just like what?
But that's you are the same because you I don't want to speak for you, but you picked Mondays because people hate Mondays, so you were like I'm going to embrace it,
and because I genuinely like Mondays, I like coming into work, I like having kind of a planned kind of thing. I don't know.
You like that?
Yeah.
Back to the routine.
Exactly.
Kinda.
I love that.
I want the opposite. I don't want this. Like, I come in here. Like, the reason we, like, because we don't, we barely knew we were going to talk about this 14 seconds before the song ended.
Yeah, that's true.
But you like structure?
I like a mix of structure and
that feels
spontaneity.
Like
T-Hack.
Yes.
T-Hack's like, in my box, eep-op, whoop.
Yeah. A bachelor party is my worst nightmare. Cause
what
are we doing tomorrow? It's like, I don't know. We'll
Whereas see. Aaron's bachelorette party she just went to had spreadsheets.
Multiple spreadsheets.
I need it. Can we switch?
That is so, okay.
I'm playing with the girlies.
What else is wrong with Aries people?
You've got lucky numbers.
Okay.
1, 8, and 17. Any of those?
None of those are my number.
I don't have lucky numbers. So
7 has been really good to me.
Well,
I know that sounds weird, but like when I play poker, if I get a 7 in my hand, I'll play it.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you've both have strengths. You're courageous.
Yep.
You're determined,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
confident,
yep.
enthusiastic.
Nope, nope, yep.
Not confident.
Not confident, no.
You are.
I'm not. This is a ginormous do not pay any attention to the man behind the curtain.
I think that's fake.
That's fake?
Mm-hmm.
I am Oz incarnate.
I think you're a mix of like false confidence and also false insecurity. You're just false.
Liar!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how this turned into insult me. No, I did it to myself. We're talking about being in Aries. It's Aries season.
Mm-hmm.
Both Slacker and I are Aries.
I just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, your birthday's like 4 days apart.
Mm-hmm.
Are we planning a huge party?
Nothing has been planned yet.
Got it. Okay.
Am I supposed to plan it?
Somebody should plan it.
We're not planning it ourselves.
All right.
I have really weird news.
Huh.
This is strange because I brought it up the other day. And people, texters are like weird about it or whatever, but this has been like almost a year in the making. There is a fourth person. We've been trying to find a fourth person for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
That person's birthday is in between me and Aaron.
Is it really?
What?
It is.
Wait, I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
Another Aries?
Yeah. So if you're not planning a party, This room is going to be so full of Ram energy. Except, I just want to say, I believed in signs. I believed in all this stuff until I met Aaron. And now I just don't see us as being the same sign. And I'm not trying to insult you. I'm actually doing the opposite. I think I embody the negativity of Aries, and you feel like a Cancer or something. Like remind me of Mia. Like Mia's just like, yay. Well, Aries, great.
I think those are two separate things. I think because the way that you're looking at all of these characteristics as negative, like to me, that's something else. That's just you being pessimistic, whatever the word is.
Well, I think he just called me an optimist a second ago, and it's like, that's on my list of qualities, and that's not me. I'm optimistic
about... But I think that's separate. I don't think that's part of sign. I think it's what you've been through personally.
Yeah. This was supposed to be this cute horoscopy thing that we were talking about.
Now.
And it's like, all right, here we go. We're in therapy. Can I lay down?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I got to have a meeting with Party City.
They're going out of business.
Quick.
So I am overall optimistic.
Yeah. I would
like
say so.
My life rocks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's awesome. And I love
it. Yeah.
But the day to day, oh my God. Oh my God. We're all going to die. It's just, I am definitely not optimistic. And you just called me fake. A few minutes ago, you called me just a big faker. You think I'm fakely?
I think you were supplying false confidence and false insecurity.
I can tell you, my insecurity is not fake. Thank you, Carrie Kennedy, for pulling my pants down when I was like 10 years old.
So we talked a little bit about your strengths as an Aries. We said courageous, determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. We didn't get those in. Honest and passionate. Okay. You also have some weaknesses. Maybe you'll agree with these.
Okay.
Your weaknesses are, both of you are impatient, moody, calm down, short-tempered, calm down, impulsive, and aggressive.
I would say I'm pretty patient, but the rest of those, yeah.
You're patient.
I am
so you
all of those, and you need to wrap this up soon. Because this was supposed to be about 14 seconds of the show time. Mm. My show, you know, the show that's named after me.
It's about you.
Because
I'm the leader.
Okay. I swear to God, that's not me. I swear. To God, that's not me. That's not really me.
Mm-mm, it's not.
And it's not fake confident or fake insecure, like whatever you said, fellow Aries. You're supposed to be on my side.
I am.
And now she's just sitting there quietly and just staring a hole through my soul.
Well, here's the things you like as Aries.
All right. Comfortable, let's get to them.
Comfortable clothes. I see two sweatshirts today.
Yep.
Taking on leadership roles.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That is for sure. Yeah.
Physical challenges.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys work out. You hike. You.
I do. Go I do it for as a means to an end, but I don't. I'm not the guy who says to myself, you know what I haven't done? Climbed Everest. Let's go. Mm. Let's get it. Like, I don't do that. I don't. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I told you guys not too long ago, I want to climb Kilimanjaro.
I thought you were kidding.
No. Oh my gosh.
Us Aries, we're funny like that. You do not want to do that.
I do. I want to do another half marathon.
Yeah. Aaron will do anything. That's what's right.
And
like,
that's
Aaron will do anything.
Part of the impulsivity.
Okay.
Hmm. And you also like individual sports.
Yeah.
Which
team sports, I can't.
Guitar, dancing.
Yeah.
Guitar is not a sport.
A hobby.
I mean, it's still an individual thing. Eventually you join a band, but when you're learning it, right, it's just
no,
you're
and
by
that's
yourself.
The funny thing is, like, when I got out of the band, I literally was like, what am I going to do for a career? And I said, I was tired of being tied to three other people. And I love the guys in my band or whatever, but you're like, it's a constant, like,
mm-hmm.
one of
you
is probably holding up more of the end or whatever. So I'm going to get in radio so I can do it by myself. And within 14 seconds of being radio, they're like, you need to be on an ensemble show. And I was like, Gala! Can I be the leader? Sorry.
Look at you now.
And lastly, your dislikes as Aries, you dislike inactivity, delays, and work that does not use one's talents.
For sure.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
My list is pretty.
Can we be done?
Fine.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.